Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Panthers fans, time for Panthers talk here now. It's the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome to Panthers Insider Weekend Edition. Alex Dono's done the last few games, so I need to get back into this thing. Kevin Rogers with you. Doug Plagans, the voice of the Panthers.
Great to have you aboard.
I am here. It's good to be back, and it's good for the Panthers to be back after this road trip. And I guess, thankfully, getting that one out of the way at the end of October, splitting the four games out west, coming off the win over Colorado. Huberto big at the end. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But good to be here because the Red Wings are here tonight.
Great to be here. Panthers back at home tonight. And we are going to not only, Kevin, as you said, preview the game against the Red Wings tonight, Panthers and the Red Wings, 7 o'clock faceoff right here at the BB&T Center where Kevin and I are perched high above the ice here in the broadcast booth at the BB&T Center. Panthers Red Wings tonight, 7 o'clock, 954-835-POC, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. We'd love to see you down here this evening. If you can't make it, though, of course, you can watch the game on Fox Sports Florida. You can hear it across the Panthers radio network. We will be on 790 The Ticket for our listeners tuned in down here in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Also, we will, as always, be on 640 The Hurricane in Palm Beach. We will be on our great affiliate down in the Florida Keys, 100.3 Thunder Country, Waxy 1370 in the Treasure Coast. So lots of places you can tune in to Panthers hockey as always. The NHL app makes it so easy to catch every single Panthers game. So lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey. And again, Panthers and the Red Wings tonight, 7 o'clock. But Kevin, great to be back here, as you said. Looking forward to seeing everybody here at the building this evening. Also, the Panthers coming off the first month of the season, hard to believe, the first month of the season in the books. We knew that it was going to be a month in which the Panthers traveled a lot. Only four home games in the month of October, and the Panthers picked up points in 10 of 13 games in the month and finished the month after a really big comeback against Colorado. We're going to get to all of it. The Panthers, of course, coming off that comeback win over the Avalanche a few days ago back on Wednesday. They won that one in overtime, 4-3. We'll take you through that one and lots more, but Panthers have to like the way that they're playing after the first month of the season, picking up points the way that they have with such a road-heavy schedule and a difficult schedule too. They played some very good teams over the course of that month, and the Panthers coming through with points in 10 of the 13 contests over the course of the month of October. Folks, Ice and Dice Casino Night's back. That's going to be Monday night, hosted by the Florida Panthers Foundation. This night presents an exclusive opportunity to enjoy food, beverages, live entertainment, and close-up access to Florida Panthers players, coaches, and broadcasters. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to FloridaPanthers.com. All proceeds will benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. FloridaPanthers.com for more info. I was there last year. I'll be there again this time around. Again, that is Monday evening. So if you're still looking for something to do on Monday, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Check out more information on Ice and Dice Casino Night. But Kevin, lots to cover over the course of this hour here on the Panthers Insider Show.
We do, and we have plenty that we'll get to. Brian Boyle, we will hear from him, one of the newest Panthers. Also, Randy Moeller, he's one of the newest Panthers, right? No, he's been around for a long time. We'll talk to Randy coming up, of course, on The Color on Fox Sports Florida, along with Steve Goldstein. We'll talk to Randy coming up a little bit later on in the show. And again, this road trip now in the books, and the Panthers will have a lot of home games coming up over the next few months. So come on out to the BB&T Center. So with all that being said, Doug, let us get into the week that was, as we like to say. And we'll take a look back at this road trip. Obviously, we covered last week the Calgary loss. That was a tough one. But the Panthers staying in Alberta on Sunday, heading to Edmonton to take on an Oilers team. Connor McDavid is an MVP. This is a very good Edmonton team that started off strong, struggled a little bit of late. But still, the Panthers, a huge first period, and it all got – or excuse me – they went through the first period, no scoring. Huge second period, let me rephrase that. And Aaron Ekblad was the one to get them on the board and with his first goal of the season.
7 minutes, 39 seconds. In come the Panthers quickly. Ekblad, a shot, he scores! Took a pass in the right circle. He went in, ripped it past Mike Smith, and the Panthers have the first goal in this game. 31 seconds into the second period.
So it was a strong start there for Aaron Ekblad, Doug. And then, as we just mentioned, he's going to be on the show in a little bit. Brian Boyle, he was able to find the back of the net just a minute and a half later and give the Panthers a quick 2-0 lead.
Manning, Benning, long drive from the right point, blocked by Hauerluck, a foot race out towards center, Connolly on it, he'll take it into the offensive end, over the Oilers' line, sticks with it, far circle out in front, Boyle a shot, top shelf, and he scores! Brian Boyle, his first goal as a Panther, and he's made it 2-0, less than 2 minutes into period number two.
And then, 38 seconds later, it was Noel Achari's turn to make it a 3-0 game.
Up the far side, Achari intercepting, far circle shot, he scores! Noel Achari capitalizing off a turnover, went into the left circle and ripped it past Mike Smith, and just like that, 3-0 Panthers.
It just feels like, Doug, we haven't seen it in a long time. I don't remember 3 goals in 2 minutes and 5 seconds for the Panthers.
The Panthers had a big start to the second period, and especially coming off a scoreless first period where they came out and had a ton of pressure against Mike Smith. He made some big saves early on, but that was not the story in the second. The Panthers scored 3 in the first 2:36. That was all the scoring in the second. However, it also signified the end of the afternoon for Mike Smith. Between the pipes for Edmonton, he was replaced by Mikko Koskinen. The Panthers, though, would keep the goal scoring going.
And they would in the third period, less than a minute in. It was Evgeny Dadonov, who continues a strong season, scoring his 6th goal and a 4-0 lead for the Cats.
Aaron Ekblad, pressure against him. Bank pass near side, Mackenzie Weegar out of the zone, Dadonov into the offensive end, he goes up the left side, hands it back, Huberto shot through traffic, kick save made by Koskinen, Dadonov wraps it around, he scores! And the Panthers have made it 4-0. 49 seconds into the third, Evgeny Dadonov able to come up with a loose puck, and then he wraps it around to beat Koskinen.
Now, Dadonov, 6 goals so far, and he's just been tremendous for this team. I mean, you look at what he did, at least on that New Jersey Buffalo Islander road trip, and he had the big goal in the New Jersey game, and 6 goals right through a month.
He's off to a really nice start. He's always had that nose for the net, and one of those guys that just finds ways to generate chances, does it a lot of different ways, uses his speed like he did right there on that wraparound goal that you just heard. But again, starting off the season with a bang, and Evgeny Dadonov, 6 goals already. He had that string where he had goals in 4 straight, I believe it was. So he's been consistent here in the start of the year, and he's just been producing, no doubt about that.
The Oilers get a pair of goals to make it 4-2 to kind of hang around, but then late the Panthers get back 2, starting with Frank Petrano.
Couldn't field one here on the near side, rolling puck along the near boards. The Oilers play one cross ice, and Malgin able to clear it away from McDavid. Down to our left it goes. Vetrano on it, a look at the empty net, a shot, he scores! An empty net goal for Frank Vetrano, and the Panthers' lead is now 5-2, and that should seal it here in Edmonton.
Well, it almost sealed it, but the Panthers need a little more sealing after that to get one more goal from Jace Harluck.
Josh Brown bounced into the neutral zone, swatted back the Panthers' way by Ethan Bear. Then it bounces to Hauerluck. He looks across the ice. Here's Connolly cutting in back over. Hauerluck right circle walks in. Johnny scores! Chase Hauerluck rips one out of the right circle, and he beats Koskinen. The Panthers' lead is 6-2.
So that one sealed it. So the Panthers get the win over Edmonton. A really nice victory over a good young team. And the Panthers get 3 in the second, 3 in the third. They chase Mike Smith, and a good way to bounce back after the Calgary loss.
And the Panthers were the first team to hand Edmonton a home loss this season. So doing something nobody else had done on the campaign. Good way to start the back-to-back. And they take 3 out of 4 points in that tour through Alberta against a tough Flames and Oilers team. The Panthers came away with 3 out of the 4 possible points. So get the road trip started on a good note there. The Panthers picking up that 6-2 win in Edmonton.
And one other note here from our friend Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com. The Panthers have 17 different players that have scored a goal this year.
Yep.
That's amazing. 17 different players have scored through 1 month.
It's a lot of balance throughout the lineup. Shows the depth this team has.
And the Panthers grab the win over Edmonton 6-2. Unfortunately, the next day they go to Vancouver and fall to a good, talented Canucks team, 7-2. This is not your father's Sedin Canucks team. This is a Vancouver team that's improved, and it was a fast start for Vancouver, and they picked up the win on Monday night. So we just steamroll through that one, and we go to Wednesday, where the Panthers wrapped up their road trip in Colorado. Second time against the Avalanche, so we're done with the Avalanche now.
First team on the schedule the Panthers are done with for the regular season, Colorado.
And what's funny is they caught a Colorado team that's been red hot this month, too. So they caught them at the bad time, both times. First time around, lost in overtime to the Avalanche. That was a wild game. The Panthers were up 3-1 early. Colorado stormed back with 3 in the second, and then the Avalanche won it in overtime. So the Panthers looking for a bit of revenge this time around to wrap up the road trip, and Colorado was just coming off a home loss to Anaheim, so Panthers trying to catch the Avs in a tough spot here. The Avalanche scored the first goal in the first, but then 4 minutes later, it was Colton Sevier who was able to even things up for the Cats.
Back to play this one. Taken away, Nolachari on the end wall. He's got it for the Panthers. Left wing corner, leaned into there by McKinnon. Achari still working with it. And he plays one out to the far point. Weegar across, Ekblad, right point, long wrister, and he scores! And the Panthers have tied the game at one. A long wrist shot from Aaron Ekblad out at the right point. And that one may have been deflected on the way. This could end up being Colton Sevier's goal.
It was, and I should have saved the 17-goal score stat for now since it was his first goal of the year, but I jumped the gun on that one. But Colton Sevier with that tip-in tied it up at one. The Avalanche would get a late goal in the first to take a 2-1 lead going into the first intermission. Nothing in the second, so we fast-forward to the third. And Nathan McKinnon, who, of course, we heard from, McKinnon, Barkov, 1-2 in that draft a few years ago. McKinnon gave the Avalanche a 3-1 lead. But who is there to try to balance out McKinnon on the power play? We haven't heard his name all year. Alexander Barkov would get the Panthers back within one.
The Panthers are on a forward power play. An additional 2 minutes assessed to the Avalanche. Long shot from the line. It trickles through and they score! A power play goal! It was a shot from the point that came in from Yandle that trickled through, and the Panthers have a power play goal and they're back to within one.
So, okay, I'm going to say this one more time and then leave it alone. So was Barkov the 17th? So think about that before the season. Barkov was the 17th different Panther to score. Of all the guys that scored ahead of him, and I don't want to say anybody's name because I don't want to like single anybody out, but 17th guy, who would have thought, Doug, before the season started, Barkov would be the 17th guy to score a goal for the Panthers?
And that was a deflection goal, and at the same time, came in over a point a game on the season.
Yeah.
With the because he's been racking up assists
right.
At an unbelievable rate. But Alexander Barkov picks up that first goal of the campaign, and it was a power play goal at a huge time. And this is what ignited the Panthers' comeback. And it was just, again, a tip-in goal out in front on a point shot. And you think that, you know, that could, I'm sure that's going to be the first of many, many over the course of the season for Alexander Barkov.
It's kind of like, before we get to the tying goal, it's kind of like in baseball. Like, if you're in a slump, you get, like, an infield single, just something to get you going. Nobody asked Barkov to score in a breakaway. Just get something to get you going, and hopefully that gets him going from the goal-scoring standpoint. So a big goal there, power play goal, within one, now 3-2. So the Panthers late. Jonathan Huberdeau, a guy who had been scoring goals early in games. We had seen him always score the first goal, it felt like, in a lot of these games. Now he was there to score the tying goal late.
Huberdeau, a shot didn't get through. Batted at by Boyle. It goes to the far corner. Dadonov to Huberdeau. Ekblad at the line. Huberdeau top of the far circle. Rich on top shelf. He scores! And the Panthers have tied the game at three. Jonathan Huberdeau. He puts it upstairs to tie this game up with 1.5 minutes to go.
Was there a feeling there, Doug? And by the way, sixth goal of the season for Huberdeau. Was there that feeling that, okay, we're going to win this now if we get to overtime?
Honestly, I think that feeling set in when Barkov scored the power play goal. I think when the Panthers got it back to within one, they had dictated the tempo so much in the third period, and shots on net aren't always the indicator of how things are going, but the Panthers were out shooting Colorado so much in the second half of that hockey game, making Philip Grubauer work so hard in the Colorado net. You just had a feeling when they were down by a pair, you knew that if they could get it cut to 3-2 with, Yeah, I'm thinking in my head, as long as they have 5 or so minutes left, then they end up getting the goal with 8 minutes left. As long as they get that game to 3-2, you have the feeling that they were going to not just force the game into overtime, but probably have enough to get the 2 points in that game. And, well, it's a little bit of foreshadowing because that's what happened.
Huberto ties it, so we go to overtime. And who wins it? Jonathan Huberto.
3-on-3, sudden death overtime for 5 minutes. We're 21 seconds in. Barkov ahead, Huberto. Huberto had it knocked away. Barkov collides with a man in front. Huberto back, and he scores! Jonathan Huberto, the overtime winner. He tied it with 90 seconds left in regulation. He wins it with a backhand to beat Grubauer. The Panthers win it. 4-3, the final score.
And who assists on the goal? Alexander Barkov. So Barkov finishes off a solid night. Huberto, obviously, game-tying, game-winning goal, 29 seconds into overtime. And the Panthers grab a huge win. It really was to end that road trip. So now you get the Western Canada teams out of the way on the road. You get Colorado out of the way. And Panthers at 6-3-4, 16 points. Want to note this really quick, that Boston's 9-1-2, and they're 4 points ahead of the Panthers. Like, think about that. Boston's got off to a tremendous start so far. And Buffalo, too. Buffalo got blown out by Washington
last
night. Shows
how quickly this could turn.
Yeah.
The Panthers still have 3 games against Buffalo and all 4 against Boston.
So they got a ways to go, and even the Sabre game, they lost in the shootout. And they're tied with Montreal. I mean, what's interesting is Toronto and Tampa Bay, 2 teams you would have thought would have been at the top or right behind the Panthers, and the Lightning have struggled a bit as well. But this race, I know it's October. Now we're in November, 1 month done. But Panthers right now, 4 points back, right in the mix. That's all you can ask for.
They are right there. And again, that schedule in October was no joke. The Panthers on the road for all but 4 games, 4 out of the 13 games they were at home. So the other 9 they were on the road. And you look at just the mixture of teams. You had Colorado twice. Tampa Bay was in there. You had Pittsburgh in there. The Panthers went to Nashville. You had some big tests over the course of that first month.
I was going to say your 4 home games. Tampa Bay, best record in the league last year. Carolina, Eastern Conference Finals. Colorado was like 7-0-1, and Pittsburgh. Like, those were your 4, and they beat Pittsburgh. Those were your 4 home games.
And the Panthers came out of October with points in 10 out of 13 games. Racking up points early in the season, that's the biggest thing. The Panthers were able to do that, and right now, through 13 games, through 1 month, right there in the thick of the Atlantic race, and as you said, only 4 points behind the red-hot Bruins and Sabres, who've gotten off to 2 of the best starts in the NHL. So those are the teams right in front of the Panthers. They'll look to try and get some separation against Montreal. Big game coming up against Detroit tonight at 7 o'clock. But with 1 month in the book, just to run through a couple of the stats here, we talked about how good Barkov and Huberto have been, and you look at that last game. In a game like that, on the road, end of a road trip against a good Colorado team, It was just awesome to see it was the big guns got the game tied up in the third and were able to break the tie in overtime. So Barkov and Huberto tied for the team lead in points, both 15 points through 13 games. And they're both point a game, over a point a game guys in the National Hockey League, proven at this point. You can expect that to be the case all season long. Both eclipsed 90 points last year, and I would expect them to be in the same neighborhood again this time around. You talked about Dadonov. He and Mike Hoffman, 6 goals in 13 games each to tie for second on the team. Huberto's 7 goals lead the Panthers. And how about that? Jonathan Huberto last year, he set a franchise record for assists last season. This year, he's been finding the back of the net at an unbelievable rate in October. So he's showing just how dangerous he is in all aspects offensively. And the same thing for Alexander Barkov. He's a guy who had 35 goals last season. He's only got the one right now, but he's over a point a game on the campaign, and he's setting up his teammates left and right, and he's going to be in that 90 to 100 point neighborhood once again. I would assure you of that. So the Panthers getting production from across the board. Kevin hit it on the head there, that stat from Jameson, 17 different goal scorers on the season. So lots to be excited about with this Panthers team heading into tonight game. We've got a couple of sound bites we want to get to now. First, here is Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville now looking ahead, turning the page to tonight's game, and talking about coming back for the first game after this long trip.
Tough, always, first game back after a Western trip is always a challenge. I think that you look at how we ended up, a very positive note, and ended it in that way. We want to make sure that we reestablish the importance of playing at home ice and being effective in that area. That's always how you prepare when sometimes you don't feel 100%. I think you want to keep it simple in the approach to the game. play the right way. Gives yourself a chance every single shift by put in and keep it in good areas. Have a lot of respect for your opponent coming in is part of that as well. And knowing that you look at the standings and you think you're doing all right, but you know we're really in a tough spot. Knowing that every single game's important, and so place some value on that and home ice as well.
Joel Quenneville, right there, and I think that's another thing to hit home, Kevin, is that in the National Hockey League now there's not a night off in the NHL, and you look at the Atlantic Division especially, and every game so big within the Atlantic Division, every point already we're on November 2nd right now, and every point already so big at this stage of the year with the group of teams the Panthers are right there with in the Atlantic Division.
And another point, too, and not to take away from tonight's opponent with Detroit, but they won three of their first four, and they've struggled. They're young. They're rebuilding. But you go into this one, and for as dramatic as it sounds, Doug, you can't overlook this game tonight. You absolutely cannot, because you lose this game or get 1 point against a Red Wings team playing with no rest after losing at Carolina last night, and then you look back at the end and you don't want to say a point here, a point there. You can go back to November and say, well, the Red Wings, like, this is a game you have to have, and it sounds so dramatic, but really you do have to have this game tonight.
Well, and the Detroit Red Wings, again, they're off to they're not off to the start that they would like to have, but at the same time, I would imagine they are chomping at the bit to get back on the ice tonight because they lost in Raleigh 7-3 a night ago. So I can assure you that that Jeff Blashill's group is going to be ready to try and turn things around tonight. So Panthers will have a big test, and they've got a lot of speed up front. Guys like Dylan Larkin, Andreas Athanasiou, they've got some guys that can really motor. So you always have to be aware of those guys. Big game for the Panthers tonight against the Red Wings. Here is Joel Quenneville talking about the team's performance overall in the month of October.
I thought we did some good things. I liked how we're competitive in games. I think that the third periods when the games are on the line, we find ways. I think we've improved without the puck in our own end. I think there's some awareness things that we can always be more effective at as far as positionally. Our puck management has been in and out, but I think for the most part, I think there's a learning curve to that as well. Special teams have been good. Goaltending's been fine. I just think that across the board, I think with the puck in certain situations, where we put it and keep it, I think that we can improve. Well, I think simplicity is always part of how we really want to play, and keeping it that way is part of it. But I think with the puck, we still want to allow these guys a lot of their creativity and play to their strengths and having the puck and doing some things, but knowing that the score and the clock is part of that decision making. And I think we're getting a feel of that a little bit better, and I think you're getting a little bit more comfortable with their lines, and then how to use them is something that you're starting to get more comfortable in putting guys where you feel that they're in the right spots.
Joel Quenneville, Panthers head coach, right there talking about the team's performance in the month of October overall. And here is Jonathan Huberdeau also with his thoughts on the Panthers through that month of October.
Obviously, I think it's always a tough month for us. We're on the road a lot, but I thought we competed hard. We're in a good spot right now. Obviously, you always want to be higher, but I think overall, I thought we focused, win a lot of games in overtime and stuff. We just gotta focus on playing more full 60 minutes in every game.
Jonathan Huberdeau, Panthers, co-leading scorer along with Alexander Barkov. Huberdeau leads the team in goals with 7. Barkov leads the team in assists with 14. Big goal last game, though. Well, big goals for each of those two guys. Huberdeau scored the tying goal and the winning goal. Barkov got the goal that kind of started the comeback last game. Wouldn't surprise me if we saw Barkov get on one of those runs, too, where he scores it at an alarming rate after he's been racking up the assists at an alarming rate as well lately. So lots of offense being provided by those two. And we are going to hear from one of the newest Panthers coming up shortly, Kevin. Had a chance to sit down with Brian Boyle yesterday, so we'll hear that conversation straight ahead as we continue previewing for tonight.
Absolutely, and we'll also hear from Randy Moeller as well. We'll get his thoughts on the road trip and the Red Wings coming into town this evening. So we got plenty more to get to. It is a first November edition of Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
The best information on the Florida Panthers is happening now. Welcome back to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Panthers Red Wings tonight here at the BB&T Center as the Panthers back at home after the 4-game road swing. We'll hear from Brian Boyle in just a moment, Doug.
7 o'clock tonight, Panthers and Detroit, 6:30 pregame on the radio network. Folks, you can get the ultimate flexibility this season with the Panthers Flex Plan. Build a plan that fits your schedule. Simply select a minimum of 20 tickets and use them for any combination of games and seats. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/flex or call 954-835-PUCK. It's the Panthers and the Red Wings tonight. First matchup of four this season between the two Atlantic Division foes. So that is tonight at 7 o'clock. And as we get set for that game this evening, had a chance yesterday to catch up with one of the newest Panthers, Brian Boyle, veteran of well over 700 games in the National Hockey League. He's been a part of two Stanley Cup finalists over the course of his career. Had a chance to catch up with him not long after he scored his first couple of goals as a member of the Panther. Caught up with him yesterday. The first thing I asked him was how things have been going with his adjustment to his new team.
It's been good. It's been really good. You know, it's nice to hop on the road as a group. You know, I feel like I'm on the road right now. Still, we haven't been settled, but it's been nice to have that road trip. Get to know guys a little bit better that way. We get together, and you know, when you get home, you're with your family a little bit more. So this was good. I was going to be away from my family anyways, and the fact that we get to go on a road trip worked out pretty good.
And sometimes that Western Canada trip can be kind of a daunting task. But for you coming in here, I mean, you've been on the road as a member of the Panthers more than you've been at home now as a member of the team. Did that trip kind of come at a good time, right when you were right in the process of getting used to everybody?
Yeah, that's kind of just what I was referring to, really. As far as a new guy coming in on the team, you get a road trip together to get. There's lots of opportunities to get to know some guys. Like I said, you're away from your families. Everybody's away from their families, and you tend to spend time together. You know, this team, lots of guys hang out. It's it seems to be a really close group of guys, so it's nice to have an opportunity to be a part of that.
And what's the key for you, not just in terms of getting to know everybody, but getting used to, you know, the new system and the way the team plays and getting used to the personnel on the ice? What's the best way to really just get yourself into that quickly?
Well, I mean, that's just details, right? I mean, it was before that, it was what can you do to get ready for a season when you don't get to go to training camp? So, I mean, I put all my focus and energy on that. Once I got here, I tried to understand and I still am, but I'm trying to put a lot of energy in understanding and learning the system, whereas when I'm out on the ice, it's more reactionary and less thinking. I mean, I think by being in good shape and pushing myself, I think in the off season, which was a bit longer than I anticipated, it gave me a position to be able to come in and do that and then learn the system as best I can. I've been communicating, the coaches communicate really well, and the guys know it, so they're telling me. I ask a lot of questions, and they've been really helpful. So it's good communication on the ice as well. So it's been a great opportunity for me. I've been able to play with some really, really good players. I love our forward depth. That's fun. We get the puck back quick, and from there it's a little easier. You don't have to worry too much about systems. You get to have the puck. So it's been. I'm still adjusting. I'm still trying to get better at it, but it's. I think it's coming along pretty nice.
And what did it mean for you personally? The first handful of games, you've gotten your first couple of goals with the team. Always fun to get on the score sheet, but especially early in your tenure with the team, fun to get a couple.
Oh, it's nice to do that. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to talk about it. It's. That can take on a life of its own. But, I mean, that's, you train, you practice, you work on skill development in the off season. Scored a few goals last year. I think, I try to check as many boxes as I can in terms of what I can do for a team. It's, I'm never going to get 50, but if I get chances to put some in the net, I'm going to try and do that. And if there's other roles that I can do, I'm going to try and do that as well. So it's really just... it's nice to get opportunities. Like I said, I'm playing with some really good skilled forwards, see the ice really well and can create. But getting those chances, it's nice to get those chances, but you certainly want to execute and produce. And hopefully that keeps going.
And you talked about executing, producing. I mean, you guys had on that road trip come back with 5 out of the 8 points and maybe no bigger points than the 2 you got in the last game of the trip in comeback fashion. What can that game do? Well, first, what worked well in that game in terms of coming back, and what can a win like that do in terms of being kind of a launch pad for you guys?
Well, I mean, that game had a lot of different things. It showed that, when we weren't playing the right way, we were pretty – vanilla. We didn't get anything done. We came out with a power play, and we had some chances after that. And then we kind of went quiet for a while. We got away from our game a little bit. They dictated it. I thought they were hungry in front. They got some garbage goals. We learned a lesson there. This is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to be tonight. I think that that's what was going to be successful in that game. Fortunately for us, you know, we got sparked when one of our guys went down. He got injured. He got hurt. I think we stuck together really well. That was another lesson we took out of that. Then we, you know, Huntsie draws a penalty by playing hard. We get a power play goal, big goal from Barkey, and then we just kind of kept going from there. We tried to get as many bodies to the net as we could late. You obviously don't want to be in those positions, but I think the hand we were dealt at that point, we battled really hard back. It's a memorable win. It's a huge 2 points for us at the end of a road trip.
And as you said, not a situation you want to be in, but early in a season like this, when you know, you look at the Calgary game too, you guys came back from down a couple, were able to get grind out a point in that one.
Yeah.
Early in a season, on the road, being able to come back in those situations, is that an important trait for a team to be able to develop early in a season?
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to, for sure, you want to be able to win a lot of different ways. I think if you have an A game that you can put out there more consistently, that's obviously the main goal. But if your B game can get you some points on the board as well throughout a season, it's a hard league, and that's important. You got to win different ways. Sometimes you got to rely a lot on your goalie, which we did. He made some huge stops again, some breakaways, some odd man rushes. You want different guys contributing, which we saw. I mean, you see, you know, Noel's line, they got those guys have been doing some crazy work against top lines and battling, and then Steve's gets a huge goal. Get us on the board early in that game. You know, it's a number of different things. You got to get points from everybody up and down the lineup. You want to get contributions from everybody. We want to win in different ways too, and that's how you do it, I think.
Two quick things before we let you go here. When you came in, we asked Anton Strahlman what it meant to get a guy like you on board. He had a ton of great things to say about you, and you guys obviously were a part of a couple of deep playoff runs together. Just in terms of what he brings to the table, I mean, we've been so impressed with him from the first time that we've seen him throw on the Panthers jersey, but just has that veteran calming presence back there, and one of those guys that seems like he can fit in any situation. Just what's it been like, you know, being a teammate of his over the years?
Well, he's such a smart player. His positional abilities, the way he reads the game, the way he defends and communicates on the ice, he makes it a lot easier for the other four guys out there. You know, he's been a leader. He's got on them. We've been on two cup runs together. He's such a great guy too. You know, so it's been a ton of fun playing with him. I was really excited that this opportunity came up because I do know him well. We've had some great memories. We've come close. And he wants to win. That's all he wants to do. He's not afraid to say what is needed to be said. It's not, you know, he does it in the right way, too. It's never hurt any feelings. It's a professional way to do things. That's how he conducts his business every day. He's a warrior. He plays through pain. It's incredible. He's an inspiring player. I think he's probably the best way to put it. He demands a lot out of himself, so he can do that for the rest of us. And every organization he's been to has trended upwards afterwards, so it's a great opportunity to play with him again.
And the last thing here, just looking at what you guys were able to do well on in that last game against Colorado to come back, what do you want to take into this little homestand here starting tonight? And how nice is it to have a few days off at home on this little trip, on this homestand as well?
Well, a rest would be nice. You know, we don't have any quite yet. We'll have some, but this is an important game. You can't overlook that first game back after a road trip, a long road trip, especially a couple late nights, lots of traveling, time zones and stuff like that. We need to be, you know, ready to play a disciplined game, I think, and that means focus right from the beginning on the details of the game. Our head's got to be in it. Physically, we've got to be in it right away. You know, this is a hungry team that we're going to be playing, so a lot of young talent, a lot of speed. We need to understand that. They're going to come in here, try and take 2 points for us. We can't let them.
Panthers center Brian Boyle right there. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and great to hear about a lot of different things that we talked about. Tonight's game against Detroit, what's coming up, what to expect here. We talked about what worked on that recent road trip, and of course had a chance to ask him about being a teammate of Anton Strahlman's for a number of years. The two of them been a part of some deep playoff runs together. So big thanks to Brian Boyle for his time right there. Great to catch up with him, and we are going to catch up with another special guest on the other side of the break, Kevin, as we set the table for tonight's 7 o'clock game between the Panthers and the Red Wings right here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise.
And that guest is Randy Mohler. He's going to join us coming up after the break. We'll get his thoughts on the road trip, and we'll talk about Detroit as well. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
can do that. And this month, we got a 2019 Chevy Silverado, originally priced at $44,000. It's yours for only $24,000. Come see me, Danny Sangili, Tropical Chevrolet, Biscayne Boulevard and 88th Street. Or click MiamiChevy.com.
Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority.
Hey, this is Blue, Larry Bluestein. Tune in every week to the South Florida High School Sports Show on WQAM, presented by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
South Florida University Dodge's Black Friday sales event starts now. Receive employee pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. University Dodge is Florida's number one volume Ram truck dealer. Put a Dodge in your garage between Griffin and Sterling on University Drive in Davie or UniversityDodge.com.
High school athletes deserve the fanfare, and if they get injured, they deserve the very best care. The All-Pro staff at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute at Baptist Health. South Florida has been on the sidelines taking care of high school athletes for over 25 years with doctors like John Vijak, an orthopedic surgeon and team physician for the Miami-Dade County Public Schools. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information. Doesn't it feel good to know you can go where the pros go?
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Ellie Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Driving our Florida streets may be pleasant, but not always safe. A lot of drivers are not insured or do not have coverage to compensate you if you've been injured in an accident. If you've been involved in an accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
For the best local shooting facility, then you need to visit Gun World of South Florida. They're fully stocked for all your shooting needs. They have over 100 rental guns, so you can try before you buy. They have daily range specials. It's only $10 all day, every day for first responders. They're also a Glock Blue Label dealer, which offers special pricing for all first responders. So get over to Gun World of South Florida, 1700 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach. Gun World of South Florida, it's the only place to shoot.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope, I've got the digital team at Entercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Entercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to Entercom.com. Drinks not included.
What up, y'all? Crowder here. You got to get to Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and see my good friend Eric Nunez. It's an amazing dealership with an award-winning line of cars and trucks. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet is thousands less than any other dealer around the nation. This dealership is where other dealers come to get their personal cars, to get their family a car. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters where you can find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all month long. Save thousands. Why would you go anywhere else? If you're in the market for a new car, go see my good friend, my fishing buddy, Eric Nunez, and his award-winning team at Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Conveniently located on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Trust me, I've bought a number of cars from Eric, and he's going to hook you up. Your Silverado headquarters, 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Panthers talk continues. It's the Panthers Insider. All the Panthers news you need now on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider Weekend Edition continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and a special guest up here in the booth. His name is Randy Moeller. First hockey game he's attending tonight. No. How many hockey games have you been to in your life?
I've been a few. Yeah, the reason I'm here, I fell out of bed at probably about 10 to 7 this morning. So that was it. I was up and put an ice pack on my head, and now I'm here. So we're ready to go, and it's glad to be back, guys. That road trip, even though the Panthers only played 4 games, it seemed like, Doug, we were on the road for 2.5 weeks.
That was a long, long trip. Panthers went out to Western Canada all the way to Vancouver and back, and the Panthers picked up 5 out of 8 points on the road trip. So I guess starting right there, the big road trip in the books, Panthers get 5 out of 8 points. They finish it with a come-from-behind overtime win, and we were talking about it right off the top tonight. The Panthers played 13 games in October. Only 4 of those were on home ice, and the Panthers picked up points in 10 of 13 games in October. Just looking at the recent trip and the first month of the year, what are you liking the most right now?
Well, and you mentioned it. We knew when we saw the schedule that it was going to be a tough October for the Florida Panthers. You mentioned only 4 home games.
A lot of tough teams.
A lot of tough teams. You know, you go by the statistics, the Panthers arguably had the toughest schedule in the month of October than any team in the NHL when you combine the road games and combine the records of the teams that they played. So if you take that, the Panthers should be in pretty good shape to start the month of November, including tonight, the Detroit Red Wings, who even though they beat the Edmonton Oilers in their last game, have struggled scoring goals. But the Panthers, they've scored the 5th most goals in the league so far this season. They've scored 3 goals or more in the third period 4 times already this season. So you see the Panthers come back. Time and time again, you know, I'm looking at the stats. They've got to get a better first period, Doug, and see if they can play the lead. I think they've been outscored 16-7 in the first period. So that's a little bit. So the slow starts have hurt the Panthers. Yet they've seemed to come back and at least get a point. But I like to see them play with the lead. But you know, the way the team has played, the addition of Boyle, that has been a great signing for the Florida Panthers. He had a strong road trip. The Panthers are still without Trocheck and Matheson. Hopefully they're going to be back sooner than later. So everything seems to be very positive. The coaching style of Joel Quenneville, I think, is starting to really sink in for these Panther players, especially the young players, the expectations of how he wants the team to play with that high tempo, strong defensively, short passes, make sure that there's support around. And for more than not, we've seen that. Yeah, the Panthers had a very bad game and an off game in Vancouver on that trip. They got walloped 7-2. They put it behind them, kept their confidence high, and went into a very tough spot and dealt the Colorado Avalanche their first home loss of the season.
And something on that game, the Panthers in the third period, when they needed a couple of goals, it was Barkov and Huberdeau who were able to provide those big goals at big times. And Kevin and I were talking about that off the top of the show, but I thought when Barkov got the power play goal, with the amount of time that was left and with how much the Panthers were out shooting the Avalanche at that point, felt like in that last game, when they got it back to 3-2, the Panthers were on their way to a win in that game.
Yeah, I think so. And what set that up, and I said it on our broadcast on Fox Sports, that between the second and third period, I said this is a game now where the second, third, and the fourth line, the Achari line, the Boyle line, have really played well and set the tone. Now it's time for the big guns and Barkov's line with Huberdeau to take over this hockey game. That's exactly what they did. They got Colorado back on their heels, and then we saw the talent that the Panthers have and their big shooters out there be able to take advantage of it. Scored a big power play goal, Barkov's first goal of the season. So hopefully that's what we'll see here in the near future, including tonight. Keep that offense going and score when you get a great power play opportunity. And then Bobrovsky, he has made, even though his numbers don't look good, Kevin, Bobrovsky's made some big saves. Go back to the second period in Colorado the other night. My goodness, 17 saves on 17 shots when that game could have been 4-1 or 5-1. He kept them in the game. gave them a chance to win, and that's exactly what they did.
What does that say, Randy, that this team has 17 different players that have scored a goal, and Barkov was 17th in line, if you think about it, to score his first goal of the season, but 17 different players through 1 month have scored at least one goal.
Yeah, and I think that's – I think Barkov, now that he's got his first goal, I think he'll continue, and he's still on, you know, a 95-point pace, and I'm not worried about him. But it shows the depth that the Panthers have, and like I said, even without Trocheck and Matheson, who are two big cogs in the wheel of the offense, they're finding ways. How about the Achari line? They've scored 5 goals, 11 points in the first 13 games. Who would have thought that when they put that line together out of training camp, you know, with Sevier and with Dryden Hunt, they thought that that would just be the energy line, win some faceoffs, be physical out there. But they supplied a lot of the offense. And fortunately for the Panthers, because of the slow start scoring-wise by Barkov.
And that line getting some tough assignments every night and coming through in big defensive situations as well against some of the other team's best players.
Yeah, and Quenneville, that's the reason why that line's averaging 18, 19 minutes of ice time per game, because of the trust that Quenneville has for that line and be able to put them out there in any situation, even when they need goals. But they're out there late in the first face-off in the second, and even in the third period, the quality time. That's nice to see with the Achari line. What a signing that was. That went under the radar. Nobody really paid too much attention to it. Of course, the big signing with Bobrovsky on July 1st, but the Achari signing has been nothing but positive for the team.
Randy, we've got a long way to go, obviously, in the season, 1 month down, but only 4 points back of Boston, who's been great. Buffalo's played well as well. Sitting right in the middle, that's kind of all you can ask for right now.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Yeah, there is some surprises. I don't think anybody thought that the Buffalo Sabres would get the start that they did, but good on them. They've got a good young talent and a new coaching staff, and they seem to be playing much better defensively. But the Panthers are in a perfect position. And now I was looking at the calendar. Between November 20th and December 20th, 1 month, the Panthers play, I think, 15 games, and 13 of them are at home. I think there's only 2 road games in there where they got to go to Washington and go to Carolina. So there's a lot of hockey that's going to be played here in South Florida. And I tell you what, folks, this team is exciting. They're never out of it. They never quit. Even when they got beat bad in Vancouver, they seem to come back in these games and that. And they've been so exciting. Three out of the 4 games. The one in Calgary was wild as well. It was a high-scoring game. They're exciting, high-tempo hockey games, and I think that's what the fans are liking right now. Your social media on Twitter and Instagram and that, some of the comments or whatever, the fans are really liking this team and the way they're built and the way they come to play almost every night.
Panthers and the Red Wings tonight. Randy, right up against the end here, but real quick, the big keys tonight and what stands out for you in this matchup?
Well, obviously you got to take away the young speed of the Detroit Red Wings. Got to make them stop and start. You don't want to get into trading those odd man rushes and that. The Panthers just play their game, dictate the way they play and the way they played on the road. They had so much success, and there was the long periods of time in those games. Colorado, there was, 10 or 12 minutes where they didn't even allow them a shot on goal. I mean, that's unheard of for Colorado in that. Can they play the same way defensively? Bobrovsky looks like he's going to get the starting goal. So the Panthers, yes, they've been outscored 16-7 in the first period. Get the lead and play with the lead, and I think this team will have great success while they're at home.
Randy Moeller, you can check him out on the broadcast on Fox Sports Florida along with Steve Goldstein tonight, Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings. Randy, as always, we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
There's Randy Moeller. And, Doug, before we get out, anything you got?
Panthers and the Red Wings tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. If you can't make it, we'd love to see you here, though. Still a few tickets left for this one, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Get those tickets as soon as possible. And then Thursday night at 7, the Panthers welcome in Alex Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals, so you don't want to miss that one. A couple of home games this week, tonight and Thursday. We hope to see you here.
Absolutely. Our thanks to Brian Boyle, Randy Moeller as well. For Doug Plagans, I am Kevin Rogers. You've been listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.